Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Taboka Ncube. Today we are discussing the first United States 2024 presidential debate that took place yesterday, in which former President Donald Trump clashed with his bitter rival, President Joe Biden, on all issues. But first, U.S. presidential candidates Joe Biden and Donald Trump had their first debate on this election cycle yesterday. From Atlanta, VOA's Carla Yu has our story.
Joe Biden and Donald Trump each made their case to voters for why they should be the next president. On the campaign trail, Trump says the U.S. economy is in ruins. At the Atlanta debate hosted by CNN, Trump said America is, quote, a seriously failing nation. He said Biden has done a poor job. Inflation is killing our country. It is absolutely killing us. On the campaign trail, Biden says he has turned around the poor economy he inherited from Trump. At the Atlanta debate, Biden said there is more to do on the economy. Biden said his administration is working to bring down the price around the kitchen table, and that's what we're going to get done. Public opinion polling shows this is a close race, with the economy and immigration top issues for voters. At the debate, Trump says Biden has failed to protect Americans from illegal immigrants who are taking jobs. Trump said the United States has a border that's the most dangerous place anywhere in the world, considered the most dangerous place anywhere in the world, and he opened it up, and these killers are coming into our country, and they're raping and killing women. At the debate, Biden reminded voters about the Trump administration's family separation policy for immigrants. Biden said when Trump was president, he was separating babies from their mothers, put them in cages, making sure their families were separated. On the war in Ukraine, Trump said Russian President Vladimir Putin would never have invaded Ukraine if he had been president. Trump said he will have the war settled between Putin and Zelensky as president-elect. Before I take office on January 20th, I'll have that war settled. Biden said Trump's lack of support for U.S. allies emboldens Russia and threatens a wider war in Europe. Biden said Putin wants all of Ukraine. That's what he wants. And then you think he'll stop there. Do you think he'll stop? When? If he takes Ukraine? What do you think happens to Poland, Belarus?
This was the earliest presidential debate in U.S. history, with neither Trump nor Biden officially nominated as his party's candidate. They each have 75 days to convince the voters to choose them before their next debate in September. Carla Yu, VOA News, Atlanta.
Back to our topic of the day, U.S. President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump clashed right from the start of their debate yesterday night, arguing pointedly about the United States economy, foreign policy, and migration. Trump, in most cases, attacked a raspy-voiced Biden and taunted him, saying he was the worst president in history. But Biden hit back, saying Trump had no clue of the presidency, resulting in his attempts to stop the January 6 counting of electoral votes in 2021 after making false claims of election rigging. A snap post-debate CNN survey showed that Trump convincingly won the debate by a 67-33% margin, and some Democrats expressed alarm at Biden's performance. Some Zimbabweans who watched the first U.S. presidential debate pitting Republican candidate Donald Trump and his rival President Joe Biden say while the debate enhanced their belief in this part of the democratic process, the two candidates did not talk about Africa. In the wrestling discussion that bordered on local issues in the Middle East, Ukraine, Russia war, Hamas-Israel conflict and related issues, they expressed disappointment over Biden's performance at the debate, while also criticizing Trump for peddling falsehoods over immigration, his attempts to stop the counting of electoral votes, claims of election fraud, and general democratic norms. Political commentators have also pointed to the same issues, noting that they'll wait with interest to see if Biden will spring a surprise performance in the September presidential debate or will have been removed from running for a second term by his Democratic party. With that, let's take a short break. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. To discuss this issue, we are joined by independent political commentators, Mr. Tim Muringai and Mr. Innocent Ndenda, both are based in the USA. Welcome to the program, gentlemen.
Thank you, and thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. We'll start with you, Mr. Muringai. What's your take on the presidential debate that happened last night?
Well, if you look at it on, I think it's you can look at it in different aspects. If you're looking for substance and you're a Democrat, I guess you got that. If you're looking for appearance and the way forward for a Republican, I think you got what you wanted. But the major outlines that we got was a frail-looking and forgetting President Biden, of which I guess today they kind of hit a reset at his rally. So for most people, I guess if you're Democrats, they're in a panic mode. If you're Republicans, they're really happy about what Mr. Trump did yesterday.
Thank you, Mr. Muringai. Mr. Ndenda, what's your reaction to the debate?
Thank you very much. I would say both gentlemen are too old for the office, but in terms of reality, I saw maybe President Biden wouldn't be fit. He's unfit for office. As well, if you look at the issues they were debating about, they were failing to produce facts of the matters. They were all not giving clear answers. But I would say President Biden, he needs to swap, maybe give another candidate much younger than him or from the Democrats. That's my take, was even though he tried, but he was losing it, he ended up talking, especially with the question of tax break, he ended up talking about COVID, which wasn't even relevant. So, yeah, it's kind of tricky. And if you look at President Trump, I think he also failed on the immigration. He didn't clearly answer on that one. So I would think both of them, they are sort of unfit for office.
Thank you, Mr. Ndenda. Baba Muringai, siyabona lapha ukuthi ungenise udaba olwe age ukuthi bobabili laba sebe khulile. Ngombono wakho kungaba le ndingeko na ikakhulu ukuthi umongameli Biden abe ephuma ke kumncintiswano lo ukuthi achiyele omunye ongabe mncane laye kubandla lakhe.
Yeah, internally, ngifuna ukuphendula ubaba Ndenga ukuthi hayi iAmerica ikhuluma ngedemocracy and against discrimination of age, gender, country of origin, religious thoughts, what. So singakhangela on the blueprint of the American Constitution and its civil liberties, bakhuluma ngokuthi noma ungumuntu omdala or umfana wesincane or untombazane wesincane, you can contest for any office. So number one, I would just want to say ukuthi you cannot discriminate abantu bona laba who are trying to run for public office. Moreover, the Constitution gives them the right to do that. Now, to singaphenduka kwenye point ukuthi, are they capable of executing the jobs that the presidential office brings? Mina ngivumelana ukuthi America is run in a devolutionary state of mind, and okuningi is not into the president's hands. So bangakwazi ukwenza ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi uNomzana Biden, when he came to office, he was 78 or 80, something like that. So okwakathesi, he needs 4 more years ukuthi abe nguye ohambela phambili. UTrump, he's 78, he'll be 82 when the term is over. So I angiboni kule nkinga, but ma ukuthi somebody is sick, then there needs to be a change. But okwakathesi asike simeni sibone ukuthi kuya ngaphi.
Siyabonga Vandinda panyaya mataura iyo ye makore kuti makore anengati fambei kuna va Biden manza va mringai vachiti aiwa mutemo wemuno muAmerica unoti hapafanire kunge kuchi discriminate munhu zvichienderana nemakore, uyezve vachiti vakapuwa basa iri vanogona kuriita zvisinei nekuchembera kwavo. Munozviona sei? Munotenderana navo here?
Ndinogona kuzviramba nemhaka yekuti ndosaka muchiona kana vatambi vebhora kana nguva yakwana, if you are not fit, you are not fit. Haisi discrimination. Utano because ari kumirira vanhu vakawanda. There are executive orders which are signed. I know in a democratic system the senator gathers for zvimwe zvinhu zvese, but eventually he signs for executive orders like he did for Israel, he did for Ukraine. That's the blood which is being lost because of his executive order. So some of these decisions he can't make zvinhu zviri clear nekuti anenge achirwara. Saka you need somebody who is fit. And tinoona kuti ropa rakawanda radeuka kuUkraine. A lot of people have died because of his executive orders. Saka pane pachida munhu ane pfungwa dziri clear neconscience yekuona kuti unogona kuurayisa vanhu. Saka nyaya yeutano, I think it's essential in any position you held, be it kubasa, sports, wherever, you need kunge uri neutano hwakanaka. Saka tinoona kuti vana Biden hutano hwacho hauchaite. Imagine now enezvo vari kuita vachirasika pavanozoita mamwe makore mana, chii chaitika? You don't want kuti munhu akadaro anga ane iye makii ndiye ane makii ezvombo zvinoparadza pasi rose. Hazvina kunge zvakanaka zvakadaro.
Tinotenda zviri munzeve. Pamapinza nyaya yehondo yekurussia neukraine, vamuringai sikhangela lapha udaba lwempile, libona sengathi vayiphethe kuhle yini na amadoda amabili la izolo ngesikhathi bexoxa ngayo?
Into engiyibonileyo laphana, angibonanga uBiden ekhuluma strongly about indaba ye-Ukraine, but unge wayithinta kancane. So ukuthi hayi ma ungaxwebha umatshisi, kawusoze uphonge utshisa lapho khona, it can spread all over the place. So into ekhona ngikhuluma lo Mnumzana Denda is impi ye-Ukraine is it's fighting a fire before a fire. Ngoba sasikwazi ukuthi u-Russian president uPutin wayethe yena ufuna ukuthi i-Soviet Union ibuyele ndawonye like it had been okomnyaka maybe 300 years before 1992 laphana i-Russia isiqamuka. So khonoko okokuthi no impi ye-Ukraine sibulela abantu abaningi, that's not true. Ngoba If Congress is the one that voted for these arms to go to Ukraine, what will our rights what will China and defend their own territory? It's a UN charter where sovereignty is very important. So we are very cognizant of that fact. Unomzana Biden has been helping Ukraine to maintain the UN Charter number one. Moreover, there was what he enters in dialogue if you let them go. If China, for instance, if Russia had gone into Ukraine and taken over Ukraine with nothing or no repercussions, China has billion-dollar loans from Africa. You owe us this much money, so now we own your country. So when they stopped the Russian offensive in Ukraine, they are stopping it for a country like Zimbabwe that is in debt for Chinese loans.
Thank you, Vamringai. Vandenda, mno wana wasenya ye hondo iyi kuti nzira yavakaibata nayo pavakataura nezuro munoona ari ani anenge akanyatsotsanangura policy yakaita kakunzwisisika uyezve yamunotenderana nayo.
If we look at facts, facts are stubborn and they are correct. I heard when you said it's sovereignty through the Congress. No, it was an executive order. If we look at Trump, that war, Russian war, Trump told Ukraine, I'm not going to support you and I'm not going to give you money. Don't join NATO. If you can't join NATO, just leave it. But Biden said, join, then I'll support you, which means akabvumira kuuraisa vanhu. It's an executive order. If you look at our Trump, 4 years he was in office, there was no war, the whole world. For 4 years, there wasn't any blood which was spilled all over the world. But when Biden is there, he's funding a lot of these wars, and people are dying. So we can tell that Trump is better in terms of the wars because he can negotiate and talk to other presidents. Like you said yesterday, I don't need even 24 hours. I'll just sit with the Ukrainian president and Russian president rather than putting money and killing people. You're losing money, you're losing people. That's a two-way thing. So, it's wiser for them to follow President Trump in terms of negotiation. It's better than to follow the lead here. That's my take.
Thank you. Vamringai, muno tikudiwo ne mashoko aya. Tichitarisa zvekare nehondo yeku Hamas ne Israel iye iri kuenderera mberi.
Nyabonga konapo. Ngoba into ekona is this. He said that there was no war when Trump was there, but he forgetting kuti Boko Haram has been killing people in Nigeria. Central African Republic has been in war. Sudan was in war. Where else? Ethiopia, there was a war. So all these wars, just because they were not in Europe, they were wars. So here, Trump has different philosophy. He wants to come and say, okay, mind your own business and do what you have to do. But you have to understand, America is the sustainer of all democratic principles. It's a democracy project that has started in 1776. We are going to let dictators run your own country the way that you want is not going to work. So konapo ukuthi unomzana Joe Biden waqala impi and all this other stuff, that is not true. Into yayikhona is Russia had intended, singabuyela ku 2014, siyabona ukuthi Russia invaded Ukraine unprovoked. And Mr. Biden was not there, there was Mr. Obama. We go back to 2008, Russia tried to invade Georgia, and the president who was there was Mr. Bush, who threatened Putin to say, if you invade Georgia, we are going to show you the military might of America. So these things about the wars and all these other posturing that my brother has just said, he needs to come back and sit down and look at the geopolitical issues that are going around that area, that Russia is trying to go back to its old Soviet state, and there is nothing that is going to stop it no matter what we do.
Thank you, Ramringai. Ti tsoke kuno muno mu America va ndenda tisharsa nyaya ye ma immigrants uyeje ne tisharsa nyaya ma immigrants ya vakabatawo mbichana panyaya iyoyo ya vakataura nezuro makaionawo sei nyaya.
Yeah, I am an immigrant. I am not so tackle also like a fire with both candidate. But I would say the way Biden, yeah, wakanga waru ya waru puma kutivano, wangu wachipinda, zisiri pamtemo. I don't think they should just come up with a mechanism. Look at the British system, whereby they wanu pamunu visa, like my workforce. Let's say they want my nurses or what. It's a better way than going to run poor in an illegal way. Why don't they look for a system? I would put this on both of them. But we don't want illegal, but they should have come up with a mechanism which allow people to come very safe, very clean. I think that's my take on that.
Thank you. Vamringai, ye yabuguza lai wena uibona nje.
We know what America is a nation of immigrants. So, I kind of agree with it that there needs to be a mechanism. She's an immigrant. So, if he had put statues like you're allowed to stop people from coming and then singing this song that was destroying the blood of the pure blood of Americans. That sounds very racist and very isolationist. One thing, America is in a world where everybody wants to come here because of the opportunities and the democratic ideals. But what they need to do is fix a way that will make it happen. Unumzana Biden 2 weeks ago proposed that if you are married to a U.S. citizen, then you are not supposed to go back and finish up and filing up your paperwork. Trump has proposed that if you have a higher degree or STEM degree that is critical to the infrastructure and the businesses in America, then you need to stay. But when he was president, he was kicking everybody out, HB1 engineers, HB1 visas for everybody, limiting people from coming here. So we need to see where these gentlemen go with these proposals as the campaign goes on.
Thank you. Briefly, Mr. Mndenda, looking at the economy, they touched briefly on the economy, accusing each other of not doing well. What's your take on that one?
Yeah, the economy, I would say, that's when I think I agree with Mr. It's a systematically in terms of the economy. If you look at the economy, it was fixed through the Biden and the Obama era. Then Trump took a good economy, which worked. But now the only problem I have is on the taxes, the tax breaks. Because the tax breaks, the way they are doing it, they are making also people who are earning a little money suffer. Because the taxes have increased in the past 4 years, I think. If I look at myself, I haven't looked at others. But I think they should fix on that so that there's a system where the great people with the amount of money they get, that will work for everyone. And that will boost also the economy so that the government will have sufficient money. Then, like, I agree with Biden, let's tax the richer more. Then you put a little tax, if I agree with that. I think I agree on that one with Biden.
Thank you. Mr. Mringai, si kangelage olunye udaba olungani lukataza abanengi olwe democracy. Lapho umnumzana Trump abuzwe khona ukuthi enganqotshwa kulolu khetho uzavuma na wangaphendula kwaqala kodwa ephenduleke ngemva wesikhathi ubone njani lokho
Hayi vele kasozavume ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi in 2016 bambuza the same question, he didn't give an answer. Bambuza ngo 2020 wahlasela abantu ukuthi bangene ngo January 6 and then ngathi sebembuza futhi. So ngumuntu lwana okuthi engadliwa vele kavumi ukuthi udliwe free and fair. So hayi amboni mina evuma ngendaba yena le ngendaba ye democracy part. Into ekhona is ukuthi that is khuluma nge democracy, the fluidity a government does not rest with me or you or anybody, but the systems ezikhona ezifakwe in the American Constitution. Ukuthi ungadliwa kumele uphume, and that's how we go about it.
Thank you. Mr. Ndenda, on the issue of democracy, what's your take looking at Trump's reaction yesterday?
Democracy, I think if we talk of democracy, it's a democratic system because they allow everybody to have a personal opinion or views. That's democracy. But democracy doesn't mean you have to follow this lead. You have to agree to disagree. Then you come up with a concrete solution. I wouldn't say there was much bad on him yesterday because he was talking his policies. And Biden also was talking his policies. So that's democracy. What I think is we shouldn't follow people. We should follow policies which are better. Then make a joint statement together. Even there are some things which were talked by Biden which were good, and there are some things which were talked by Trump which were good. But I think we're having a problem as Africans because we follow people, we don't follow policy. So democracy is there because they're giving each other views. That's what I think.
Thank you, Mr. Ndenda. Vamringa ilienelisa ukuthi laphana lisigqibele uhlelo lethu sikhayela ukuthi okuphume kungxoxophikiswana yayizolo kungaba lama indicators na ukuthi ngubani onganqoba kulolu khetho kumbe kusasekhatshana ukuthi abantu bengakhangela lokho.
Okwakathesi kukhanya ngakuthiwa uNomzana Trump uzanqoba ngoba if you look at the debate numbers, 67% of America said he won the debate, which is one thing that we will see. But if you are aware, we have a couple more debaters, which are in the air, so we'll see. And the economic factors, inflation and what, this is in November. Because that test has been in the conventions for these two guys to accept their nominations officially. So konapho ikwesi zabona khona sokuchaywa umsebenzi.
Siyabonga Mr. Ndenda, muchi pendera wachirongwa munoona kunge zvakabuda mu debate yanezuro zvine ma implications akamira sei kana tichitarisa sarudzo dzemuna November.
Ya apa tingati vari kutanga is the first debate. I think first but always in engagement at Osiba, they're still looking at each other like a fighter over my issues. But when we get close to the second and third debate, Urama policies, Yakaitwa Nizuru and the Nagui Shora, Yangayakanaka, are seeing the notary Sarakuti, Gadiri, so they say, Putin Matibeta, Ajanga Chizotera, Languachizota, Urama policies, and Sora and Ubetravan. Kwete kungonyombana kana kutukana asi zvinozvinge zvichibetsera vanhu.
Tinotenda. Unfortunately nguva dzedu ndo dzati mhanyei, regai ndikutendei vandenda navamuringai kuti mapindawo muchirongwa chanhasi nekutipawo pfungwa dzenyu. That brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I am Tabo Kancube.